Hey, y'all. This week's episode of The Read is brought to you by Talkspace, the online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist from anywhere and at any time. There's no commute, no leaving the office, and most importantly, no judgments. With Talkspace, therapy is as easy as sending your therapist a message. I love mine so much. She was just so incredibly helpful. You can match with your perfect therapist today for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy by going to Talkspace.com/read. There's a special offer on Talkspace today just for you. That's Talkspace.com/read. It's therapy for how we live today. Try them out. And now let's start the show.
That's it. Dishonor. Dishonor on your whole family. Make a note of this. Dishonor on you. Dishonor on your cow.
Dishonor on your cow. Dishonor on your cow. It's animated.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it?
I just asked you. You said yes.
Well, because...
Frankly, I felt like this was really easy.
I feel like it is.
I was thinking about going for a film that there's like no chance you've seen it. But that was unfair. You know, it felt, you know, let's just play the game.
Is it animated? It is, isn't it?
I feel like you know what you're doing. Why don't you just take a guess?
I know who says this.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there you go.
That little thing.
That little thing.
Yes, but I don't think I've ever seen the movie that little thing is from.
So. Okay. Well, what's the little thing?
Let me Google real quick.
Oh, no. That's fine.
I do know what it is.
Yeah, thanks to Google.
I didn't even type.
Oh.
But I do know what it is.
That's fine. Let's look at your computer.
Yeah, go ahead. It's Tumblr. You see Francesca's Tumblr? That's what I'm looking at.
You deleted the tab.
Okay, if you say so.
That's fine.
It's Mulan.
Yeah, you Googled it. You looked it up.
Okay, but I knew it was animated. I knew I was right about
that's
that.
Fine.
You tried to trick me.
I did not try to trick anything.
That's all right. The devil's busy, but it's fine.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I am Culture Alamanzar.
Is that her name? Okay.
I don't know how to say it.
I am Kofi Annan.
This is The Read.
Oh, we're back again.
For some more shenanigans. Thanks for joining us. Let's not waste any time. Let's jump right into the festivities, starting with Black Excellence. And Black Excellence this week is, of course, going to one Simone Biles, gymnast extraordinaire. Mm-hmm. So what the lovely Simone did recently, this past week, is she swept the 2018 U.S. Gymnastics Championships.
What a girl.
Okay, so first of all, couple things to know here. This is her fifth all-around title, which I believe she's the first woman to do that.
Oh, okay. Nice.
The first female gymnast, yes. And then she's also got a gold for every one of the events you can name from the whole last thing.
Right.
If you entered, if you were a part of the National Gymnastics Championships this year, you lost. Like, you just lost. Your name is not Simone.
Simone,
you lost. She took home every piece of gold they had to offer.
Love it.
First female gymnast to do that. First gymnast to do that, I believe.
Mm.
Since 1994's
wow.
Dominique Dawes. Another black woman.
Another black legend.
This is all after Simone took a 14-month hiatus from gymnastics after the Olympics
in
2016.
Yeah, to just chill.
Just to hang out, you know, travel the world,
enjoy
be
life,
rich, be sickening.
Be short and like it.
You know, enjoy the fruits of her black labor.
Yeah, exactly.
She just began competing again 3 weeks ago. And here we are.
Wow. What a machine.
I also read that she told someone at NBC that she would give her performance a B+.
Honestly, I feel like I did better at home.
You know, I thought that I was going to be a wreck, like an emotional, you know, I thought I was just going to fall apart. But, you know, I guess.
I mean, because like, I just went back in the lab 3 weeks ago, so I just wasn't really feeling, you know, that I brought my best game today, but...
Imagine the white American fervor.
Okay.
That must come from knowing...
You know, they were pressed.
You have all of the most... expensive.
All the money coaches.
Mom and dad yep. gave you everything. And this.
Private tutors. You don't even go to school.
She came in here, slayed you, and was like, I guess. You
I
know.
Mean, I personally didn't feel like it was that great, but it was better than what you girls came with. So, slight work for me, though. Shout out to you, Simone Biles.
Yes,
wow, wow,
we salute
wow.
you. And she also did all of this while wearing a teal leotard, teal being the color that represents sexual assault awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in honor of the survivors and the victims of that hellbound demon on earth, the gymnastics doctor.
Oh, right.
That assaulted several
oh,
girls.
Oh, okay. You said demon on earth, and honestly, a few different white men popped into my
yes.
head. Right.
I don't even want to say
Larry Nassar. Oh, sorry.
Oh, well, you did. Just it's fine. Kidding. I didn't want to do
sorry.
It. But it's okay. Life in prison is what the girl gets, and
he deserves it.
Eternity
over
in
and over.
Hades.
Yep.
So
yep.
that's that.
All that.
So, overall, a great win. Historic win mm-hmm. for when Simone Biles, we salute you, girl, you're sickening.
Yes.
So, this week, in a segment that we call Hot Tops, Journey to the Center of the Bottoms. Can't take credit for that. That was a suggestion.
Was
that
it
was
a
request.
Submission?
Someone
okay.
wanted to hear it.
All right,
so,
great.
First up this week.
Oh, y'all are nasty.
Jermaine Dupri. I guess played a prank on the internet. A couple of days ago, he posted a photo on his Instagram of a little light-skinned baby in his lap with the caption that said number three. So this, of course, led people to believe that this was his third child, that he just randomly had a baby out of nowhere. I mean, it wouldn't have been out of nowhere. I don't know, you know.
Right. I don't keep up with whoever
right.
he's with.
I haven't been playing. I think he's on Growing Up Atlanta. I don't know.
Oh, I have seen him on a couple of episodes. Wait.
I don't know.
Am I thinking of Chuck?
I know that sometimes Bow Wow does things
yes.
and then Jermaine Dupri will show up in good faith, you know.
Yeah, maybe.
He'll do like a cameo.
That show isn't good, so I don't catch it regularly.
I
it okay. just happened to be on.
Well, you know, people thought, hey, Jermaine Dupri's a dad. Congratulations. Oh, yeah, you finally have a baby boy. Whatnot, whatnot. And then he posted another photograph. With two white people holding the same baby. And the caption says, I gotta say, it was so funny in the moment. I love you guys, but that's my guy. I think his name's, I don't know if it's Eli or Ely. And his wife, Julia's beautiful baby boy I post yesterday. Shaking my head and shout out to the quote unquote white girl that has been one of my best friends for the past 20 years. Y'all can stop now. I guess they were assuming that he had a baby with a white woman. I don't know if that's what
oh,
that was supposed
to people
be.
Thought the baby was mixed.
I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. But no, it is actually his friend. I guess this guy works in marketing. They just had a boy. The child's name is Bowie. I really like that name.
Okay. That's
like
not
David
a,
Bowie. That,
yeah, no, I get it. It's not a bad name.
I don't hate it.
I don't hate it.
I can think
it.
Of a couple of... Well, we're not going
to
do that.
Right. No, I don't want to do... I don't want to be disrespectful to anybody's name. It just sounds very, you know, suburban.
But yay, JD was in the box. Next.
Wait, is that the whole story?
Yeah, there's
okay.
nothing else to it.
Great.
Just won his baby.
All right.
Rapper T.I. Clifford Harris Jr.
Father.
Good news.
Oh.
This isn't terrible.
Okay.
He didn't cheat on his wife.
Hey,
again.
Now.
I mean, now that we know.
Oh, right.
So, there's a story out of Central Florida of this girl who goes to university high school who had her lunch thrown in the trash after she was 15 cents short.
Oh, my God. Yes.
She had 15 cents short of what she needed for this lunch in her school lunch account or whatever. And they literally took the food out of her hand and threw it in the garbage.
I'm like, not shocked, but like...
Neither me.
I really, girl, 15 cents.
15?
That's cruel. How can you take food away
that
from a kid like that?
Inhumane.
That is right. It is inhumane.
Like, you literally took food out of a child's right. mouth and threw it in the garbage over 15 cents.
Like, girl, nigga. I'll just pay the 15 cents if y'all are that pressed.
Cafeteria, sir or madam, I'm sure right. that they don't pay you much yourself.
I know you. Oh, I know okay? you're making minimum wage.
I know it.
I know. And them kids are probably bad and dirty, too. And loud.
But 15 cents?
No, it's fucked up. I'm
you
sorry.
Denied a kid food.
That's a child. And a lot of kids, school is the only dependable meal they have of the day.
Why so don't you tell the truth
it's
today?
It's even worse. Like, kids need to eat regularly throughout the day. This is just so fucked up. I heard about that. That was almost my read because it was so fucked up. But
so
I didn't know T.I. stepped into the story.
So, he retweeted the story on Twitter and said, "This shit is despicable. This is the kind of shit that deters kids from coming to school. I'd like to take care of her school lunch for the year. I hate to hear this type of thing happening to our children. Petty ass, peon ass, poor excuse for a grown person." Several pissed emojis.
Facts.
So,
yes, Clifford, what a great thing.
I mean, he doesn't, you know, like, I feel like the worst thing he's usually in the news for is cheating.
Cheating.
I mean, and that's their business.
I mean, right. Sort of. Cheating and, you know, just constantly violating probation.
But I mean, that's also his business.
Right. That don't have nothing to do with me.
Nothing to do with me.
They don't be shooting at me or whatever he may or may not have done.
So the young girl whose name is Danielle Aiken and her mom, Kimberly Aiken, they have teamed up with the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law. They created a GoFundMe account for students and families living in poverty who cannot afford to pay for school lunch. Like, this is so sad.
It makes me angry. It honestly makes me angry that we have billionaires in this country and people who cannot afford to eat.
Fundraiser says no student deserves to suffer this humiliation or go hungry merely because of their inability to pay, which I feel like should be common sense. But you can. I'll actually make sure that we leave a link in the bio for the show if you want to go and
donate. What a great cause that is. But wow. It should not be done. Like, I saw some news story the other day that said GoFundMe, like, one-third of every GoFundMe is to pay somebody's medical bills, making GoFundMe one of the largest insurers in the country. Like, y'all, that's not... What the fuck is this place? What the fuck is it? Where do we live? Seriously, dead ass. These people are crazy. Backwards as fuck. This is real life. Medical care. Children trying to eat at school during the day are being denied food because of 15 cents.
Wow.
I just hate this place. So many things need to change about this shit fuck of a country. Anyway, sorry.
Last week we talked about Teyana Taylor being very vexed with her now former tour mate.
Oh, God.
She's very pissed.
Yes!
With Jeremiah. Over the tour, the Later That Night tour that they were on together. Mm-hmm. Well, fast forward to this week. Jeremiah is no longer a part of that tour. He has been reportedly removed. And the tour is now called... the tour is now called the KTSE. I think that's Keeping the Same Energy.
Keep yeah, that's her energy. Album title as well.
After Seven, which is the last album's title, I guess.
Okay, got it.
So, these niggas absolutely... kicked Jeremiah off of his own tour, renamed
it. Yes.
And it's business as usual. She just sold out Detroit. Junie's up on stage singing.
That broke my heart. Oh my God. That video of her singing the Junie song, and Junie was like, oh God, like mouthing it back to her. And
she was absolutely
going along with
vocals.
The melody and everything. Oh.
And Junie was also looking at the audience when they were reacting the way that we all did because our hearts bursted
right.
and melted into love. And she was looking at everybody like, girl, I hear
the
song all the
right.
time. It's
like,
named.
What the fuck do you mean?
Like, what are you talking about?
It's my song, bitch. So sweet to see her little self up there. And I love that Jeremiah really thought he was going to get rid of Teyana. And everybody involved realized that what we said was the truth. And The majority of those tickets were purchased in order to see Teyana Taylor, and it made good business sense.
It's literally now the tour I thought it was the
right,
whole time.
Right. Exactly. So, I thought it was her by herself anyway, and now it is. So congratulations to Teyana Taylor. That is the definition of big dick energy right there.
Absolutely.
100%, girl.
Let me tell you something.
I know she strapped somebody that night.
Jeremiah spoke to a web show called What's the Word and said that he has been cool with Teyana for a long time and has nothing bad to say about her except a whole bunch of bad things he had to say about her. He said that he was never trying to sabotage her, and if she would have told the truth, she would have sounded dumb as hell. He said that he tried to help, that he was involved with helping her, helping write her album.
Oh.
And he said that he even helped her boss, North Daddy. Mm. And... yeah, he's just very confused.
Okay.
Confused at home, I'm guessing. I don't know.
Right. It's like, but I think he's probably done. But didn't people say this exact same thing when he was on tour with The Weeknd or somebody
Party
else?
Party Next Door.
Party Next, there you go.
I mean,
and it was
yes.
Niggas, so.
But he said that was more business.
Okay.
I guess except for when he ran on stage and called him a bitch or whatever it was. I don't know. Whatever.
I mean, well, look, I'm not a Jeremiah fan. Like I said, don't know any songs other than Birthday Sex. So I am inclined.
Like his worst song.
Well, yeah, I was not impressed with that song. Okay. I could not believe niggas was making that a thing. But yeah,
I mean, niggas like sex on their birthday, and it was very just to the point. So it was like, it's my birthday, and I want to have sex
right.
because
like,
I'm human.
It's
so
just not
theme.
Okay.
No,
sure.
It's terrible. I hate it. But like,
I'm just inclined to believe Teyana because of the very direct way she came at him on Twitter and the fact that she meant no words.
Mama was literally like behind the service entrance just going the fuck off.
You are a bitch.
Like
lazy asshole.
She didn't sound like she was just making up some shit.
Right.
Just confused.
No. I think, you know, you should just go, whatever it is, I've never heard of this web show you went on, but just go on about your business. You know, let whatever this is be over. Because it's Teyana's tour now.
And that's...
keep that same energy.
That is the that on that.
Well, well, well. Yes, we are breezing right through these things
today. Another one.
Yes.
But I might just want to jump directly into the foolishness.
I'm so proud of us. My God.
Let me see if I have anything else. I don't care about Paris Bennett being pregnant.
Paris Bennett is pregnant?
With Kiki Wyatt's husband.
What? Oh my God. You have got to be shitting me.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
Oh wow, that's a mess.
I gagged when I heard about that shit.
That is a mess.
I think about Paris Bennett's American Idol audition often.
Yeah,
just randomly,
I, mean,
I think
should.
About it.
You should.
So when I read that, I was like,
wow. What's so great about this nigga?
What's great about most of them? Let me say, okay.
Okay.
Tiffany Haddish is getting a Netflix stand-up special.
Oh, right. Congratulations.
She's just the wind that keeps on winning.
Right.
What isn't that bitch doing? Aretha Franklin ain't got no will.
Man, Aretha passed, like, right after we left the studio last week.
Right.
And so we did not mention it at all. But, yeah, when I heard that she didn't have a will, I was like, holy shit. So is the family about to be fighting over everything? But apparently with the law, they just divide it all with her kids.
Oh,
so,
amen.
Maybe she knew that. Maybe she was like, please, under Michigan law, the kids are going to get it and I ain't going to be here. So I went.
God, I hope that's the case.
Yeah.
Because the last thing that I would want anybody to have to do with is, A, not have. I mean, we are all just, I cannot believe that Aretha fucking Franklin is no longer on earth in physical form.
There's that.
Like, that is just so odd. Like, I still, the mind blown levels of like losing Prince, losing Michael, losing Whitney. You know what I'm saying? Like, the fact that Aretha Franklin is just not here anymore, that's already awful. But then she has children that is like, she was Aretha Franklin, but also my mama.
Right.
Like, nobody wants to deal with all of that. And then also, what are we going to do with all of her millions of dollars?
Right. It doesn't, right. And people, you know, niggas get real strange after somebody dies and the hint of a couple of dollars comes up. So hopefully there isn't any fighting within their family. And I hope they're all, you know, just able to grieve. But I know this funeral, this celebration, I heard it's going to be 4 days of like an Aretha Franklin party in the street.
Did you see them showing out in New Orleans?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Did you see them showing out at the VMAs?
Did you watch that show?
Most of it. I went to bed at like 11. I don't remember exactly when. I went to bed right before Madonna brought her ass on stage.
Okay, well, she's my read, so I'm going to
So we'll just...
Because that's the only part
we'll
I watched.
Just scooch right on past that then.
Amber Rose wants to reclaim the word hoe.
Amber Rose always wants to reclaim the word hoe.
I think she's just arguing about it again.
Oh, okay, great. Wow.
Rihanna's making a documentary.
Okay, fun.
All right, let's jump to the trash.
All right.
So... Wow. Last week, we discussed whether or not Nicki Minaj should be on the sick and shut in list. Mm-hmm. I felt like the answer was no at the time.
I definitely thought it was yes.
You did.
I just want to say that.
You did.
It was time then, and it's time now.
I believe that Nicki Minaj... is high, surrounded by yes people,
facts.
And ignoring the no people.
Big facts. All around.
All of these things,
mm-hmm.
I believe to be true.
Me too.
Ooh. If you've ever had, like, a pet or if you have kids that just, you come home and the whole house is a mess, and then you have to, like, figure out where you start to clean?
Right.
Like, how do you, where do I address this first?
Do you start with Harriet Tubman?
Is it the shit covered walls? Is it the toys everywhere?
Do you start with the baby?
Okay, so I'm gonna start here. Nicki Minaj got on Twitter after her album came out, and placed number 2 on the Billboard charts. Second to Travis Scott's new album, Astroworld, which is number 1 for the second week in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm just so tired.
It is exhausting to get through this.
Nicki retweeted a screenshot of Stormy's mother, who posted promotion of Travis's upcoming tour, Astroworld. The Astroworld tour. Here's what Nicki says. And I'm going to read everything.
You should. Think it's a good idea.
Travis sold over 50,000 of these.
White girls?
These are tour passes, merch.
Got it.
With no requirement of redeeming the album. With no dates for a tour, etc. I spoke to him. He knows he doesn't have the number one album this week. I love my fans for the number one album in America. I'll explain on hashtag Queen Radio. 4 albums in, number one in 86 countries.
Okay.
My first album sold 400,000. No one is doing that with debut albums now. So I'm so grateful. I lost out on 12 hours of sales and did 200,000 in 1 week after I was supposedly canceled. I bit my tongue last week, Queen Radio, but I won't on Tuesday. I love you guys so much. I looked at the numbers, the Carters, Kanye, Nas, etc. recently did. Travis sold 200,000 in his first week of clothes alone.
Okay.
I spoke to him last night and he said he's been selling clothes before the music. Billboard says they'll change the rules because of this. So, it should be changed now. I put my blood, sweat, and tears in writing a dope album only for Travis Scott to have Kylie Jenner post a tour pass telling people to come see her and Stormy. LOL. I'm actually laughing. Queen broke the record of being number one in 86 countries. Thank Jesus. And thank you to my fans. Queen Radio on Tuesday. Spotify put Drake's face on every playlist, but they told me they had to teach me a lesson. for playing my music 10 minutes early on Queen Radio, even though they've been giving away my music for free for years. And I'm one of the top Spotify artists of all time. Spotify had to teach me a lesson, but rewarded the man who has had an Apple Radio show the longest, inadvertently helping the Apple platform the most. Oh, I can't wait for Queen Radio on Tuesday. They took away my promotion they had promised for the first couple days because of this. Hashtag Queen. My music went up on Apple, so I played it. I assumed it was on Spotify and Tidal at the same time. Spotify said that Apple tweeted fans advising Queen was up, and therefore they had to teach me a lesson. But praise be to God! A fan retweeted, "This shit is crazy. I can't believe she's been going through this." Nikki says, "My label didn't want to defend me for fear of Spotify trying to teach Ariana a lesson too." Do you know how many people subscribe to my Spotify page? Do you know how many women get systematically blackballed out of their positions in an office building and can't fight back? People are calling me, thinking I'm huffing and puffing. OMG, y'all, this is sarcasm. Dry humor. Yikes. I'm having the most iconic time. Get it, iconic.
No, I get it, I get it. Like me.
Come, let me kiss you. Who's coming to the secret show? When people call me and hear me cracking up laughing, they seem so puzzled. Loosen up. Now here is where
I'm so upset. I'm very upset with you. You have been cutting up.
All the queens I remember shook shit up. Queen of the week may go to Harriet Tubman. Has she just sat there and ate her rice? You niggas' history would have been a less triumphant. Would have been a lot less triumphant. Ate her rice. My nigga, her rice. Like, I laughed for the remainder of the day over the rice. The rice.
The thought of Harriet Tubman being like, I could lead these niggas to freedom, but let me just go fix this minute rice right
I'm
quick.
I don't have time
for this, bitch. Let me get some butter. I ain't got time for these niggas. What? Nicholas, what? What is wrong with her?
Now, first of all, you know that Harriet was on them neck bones. Like, that's like...
True.
Rice? True.
Her gravy? Nigga, please.
Bitch!
Don't even like, come around here talking about your mama gravy when Harriet Tubman is in the kitchen.
Y'all, I had no idea Harriet Tubman was now trending. I said what I said. Queen Radio will honor her tomorrow. She said she could have rescued more slaves had they known they were slaves. I fought for streaming services to count toward Billboard when a lot of niggas stayed quiet. She was seen during the VMAs, stopped by paparazzi. They asked her about the Harriet Tubman. She called herself the new Harriet Tubman. Twice.
Okay.
Since then, she has got on Queen Radio, which I believe happened today.
Okay.
I think maybe it was this morning. I don't remember. Where lots of fun things happened, like this.
The Queen Radio thing was Tuesday.
And I'm going to be using my own sound effects. Now, can you please tell me?
So it was her handing out make-believe awards, including an award called the Ho Nigga of the Week, which she gave to Travis Scott for selling merch and concert or tour passes, which at the time the tour had not been announced. It since has been, but...
And has started.
Yes.
So, unlike somebody else's.
Which we'll
get to, I'm sure. Yep.
Yes.
I'm sure about that.
But she's upset because she feels, though, that it isn't fair for merchandise and tourist tickets and things like that to count towards album sales. So she called him all kinds of niggas and hoes and bitches and whatnot.
Okay.
For convincing people that he's been selling albums when he's selling clothes. Sidebar, I'm sure that he's selling both quite well.
I was going to say, I don't understand why she think it. Why would Billboard count merchandise sales as album sales unless an album was also sold?
I mean, that's the thing. You can buy like a hoodie and it comes with the album. She's doing this as well.
Oh, I was going to say, so what's the problem?
I guess they're saying that I heard the Barbs were saying that she, it wasn't counted towards her album, but it was counted towards his. Like the week prior, or like right before her album came out, they changed it or something.
Okay. Oh, that's what all this inequality shit is about.
I don't.
The fact that she's this mad over getting the number two album is really all you need to know.
Oh, but sis, she isn't mad.
Oh, she's mad.
She spent like half the time in the audio that I listened to like half an hour that was on YouTube.
I did too. I listened to part of Queen Radio live on Apple Music.
Oh, I didn't listen to it live. I listened to somebody who posted it on YouTube.
And I texted somebody I know at Apple Music and I said, I bet you're having a fun ass day at work.
Is she doing it here?
She was.
So she's just been here for the past 3 weeks?
I don't know if she does it in New York every week, but she definitely did because she was in town already for the VMAs on Monday. So she definitely did it in New York on Tuesday.
She spent a very good time, a good amount of time, talking about how she doesn't care. She's laughing. It's humor. It's sarcasm. Even though, now, this is a part that I wouldn't need reference for. I don't know if you saw this or not, but I read, I believe on Baller Alert, that she made a comment to Tiffany Haddish about making a Fifth Harmony joke.
Yes, at the VMAs. Tiffany Haddish made some joke about the Camila Cabello girl.
Yeah.
And I don't really remember what it was. That whole thing with her and Kevin Hart was kind of cringy. Like, you know, most award shows, that banter between the hosts and the little skits they have them doing shit, it's always just like, ugh, when is this over?
Right, that's everything.
It was like that. So I don't even remember the joke, but it was something like everybody sitting at home, including Fifth Harmony or whatever. Like some joke about her being the successful one or whatever. And so then Nicki went on stage and was like, don't do Normani. Normani's that bitch.
I heard it's Normani. I was very quickly.
Sorry, Normani.
I don't know if she
it probably Normani. No, it probably is Normani. I just get people's names wrong like that all the time.
Oh, all of the time.
Constantly.
But I stand quickly correct.
I'm saying Camila Cabello's name wrong too. Somebody.
Oh, but I don't care about mispronouncing her name. I like Normani.
Normani. Oh, no. What is it?
I was told it's Normani. Because I said Normani on the show one time and somebody told me I was saying
okay, my bad. Normani. Normani. I'm going to try to remember that. Normani.
Anyways, I just found it funny that you are trying to, you know, talk about how this is all humor and entertainment and you're just joking and Huffington Post doesn't understand jokes and whatnot, yet you berated an actual comedian for telling a joke.
Right.
About somebody that ain't you.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that I would call it berated, but I just looked at it more like she was sticking up for Normani than anything else. I don't think Tiffany Haddish felt no kind of way about it.
I'm sure Tiffany Haddish did not give two slices of a good fuck about it. But what I'm saying is,
like, what?
If you're going to emphasize that you understand humor and that people just need to laugh and blah, 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 someone whose job is literal humor tell, you know, do that. She told a joke.
You know.
Period. Was she hosting the show or was
no,
she just
the presenter?
No, there
was no host.
Oh, yeah. They love to do that.
Yeah.
Either way, they had two comedians. It was her and Kevin Hart, right?
Mm-hmm.
They had two comedians go up on that motherfucking stage. Tell them motherfuckers to be funny. That's
lots
it.
Lots of people, yeah.
Hee hee ha ha. That's one way that I felt like she was being
but
a fucking
hypocrite. But we knew Nicki don't, she don't mean this about it all being jokes and she's laughing when she does all. Like, girl, you're
she's
deadly serious.
Pissed.
Right. As fuck.
And the thing
girl,
about
you
it,
are bothered.
You can be. It's so weird to me to see her, like, try to convince people that she isn't upset. This is the same thing that she did after Sheether came out. It was like,
oh my God,
I don't care. I'm living my best life. I'm rich. My titties are big. I'm getting my pussy ate. Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? You do, girl. You do.
Right. You're giving us all these reasons you shouldn't care. It's like, you know you shouldn't, but you still do.
But the thing is, to me, you're allowed to care. You're That's talking about too. Your, like, creativity, your literal business and way of life. You can feel a way about being number two. It's just like the niggas who be, like, losing at award shows or whatever. You lose a Grammy or an Oscar or something, and you got to do them post-show interviews and stuff and act like you're so happy for Jennifer Lawrence or whoever the fuck went. You're pissed. You're going to spend the whole ride home before the after party talking to your nigga or your girlfriend or your wife or your friend or whoever the fuck about how that raggedy bitch know that she can't do
it's
this.
It's okay to be disappointed like that you didn't win.
Okay.
It is. Like, that's a natural feeling.
And you are so very, not only clearly pissed, but aggressive about it.
Yeah.
And then at the same time trying to act like you're not. Like, that doesn't make sense. It's okay to be mad.
I mean, like, and blaming it on an infant who just, like, what does Stormy have to do with any of this, girl? The fact that Stormy's name came up again during the Queen Radio thing, I was like,
she's like, I hear the internet is talking about my beef with Stormy. It's true. We're beefing. Like, I mean, obviously, I know obviously, that she was being sarcastic,
right,
but it's just like, why is the baby even being mentioned?
Right.
Because.
Why is the baby even being mentioned, girl? This
apparently,
is ridiculous.
Her mama posted whatever about the tour coming up and said something about, you know, me and Stormy are going to be at the show or whatever. Like, you don't think that even if you didn't have an album coming out that Kylie Jenner would have done that?
Right. That's her baby daddy, girl.
It's
what you mean?
Her baby's fucking father. Like,
I don't know why she's acting like Travis Scott, like, paid Kylie for that Instagram post and then she didn't put the hashtag ad on it or some shit.
She's like, acting like there's this huge,
that's her baby,
like,
daddy. Like, duh, she did that.
Conspiracy and all of these people are working to take her down specifically. I don't doubt that there are people at certain labels or whatever that are like, oh, you a new rapper, you a new artist, and we want you to go toe-to-toe with Nicki Minaj. It's a quick way to get easy press. I get that. But if you really think that this girl was like, fuck Nicki Minaj and her album or whatever, fuck the bar, we're going to, you know, set this whole thing up. This is the thing. Another thing that I saw her pointing out in the effort to not seem mad, was she was like, this is all entertainment. That's why it's called the entertainment business. I was like, okay, let's jump off the entertainment part and let's jump onto the business part.
Okay.
Because you are acting as if this isn't a business. If you didn't have an album coming out this week, they would have done the same fucking thing. The same thing, girl. He has a machine behind him. He has a record label behind him, just like you have a record label behind him. And guess what? They want that nigga to have the number one album for as many fucking weeks. The same way that any label wants their big artist to. You, like, my nigga, that's how business works.
Right.
And you know that. You know that.
Yes, because you've been in this one for a while.
If I have a pizza place, right? If I have a pizza restaurant and another pizza shop opens down the block, bitch, I want all the pizza customers. I don't want you to go down there. And not only do I want that, I want for everybody on this block to say that my pizza is the best pizza. Not just last week. I want them to say it this week too. And I want them to say it next week as well. And until I feel like stopping my pizza sales, why are we acting like...
Right.
Furthermore, do you think this is like you're the only one that this happens to? Look how many times Beyonce has not received the awards, the accolades, and the numbers on charts and things that she hasn't motherfucking deserved. She sat at your paltry award shows and looked white women directly in the face, as many of those white men have looked right back at her and said, I know this is yours. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry, Beyonce.
And Beyonce's sitting there like, you can have it. It's fine. Everybody in here knows it's mine.
Right.
And that's all that matters. Beyonce never had to say a fucking word about any of that shit, because she knew that we would say it for her. Her work speaks for itself. Astroworld's a better album than Queen, so there's that.
Well, damn.
And I still think that Queen is her best work.
I listened to both of them.
So even if he didn't spend a cent, or even if they weren't selling merch or passes, if it came down to one and two, Queen, Astroworld, which should be number one, I would still choose Astroworld, because I just think it's a better album than Queen.
Well, I didn't even get all the way through Astroworld because it was too much of that nigga shit for me.
Yeah, it is.
I wasn't going to get through that.
But I like it.
But Nicki pushed her album back 2 months and she looked at this as her safe week. I really think that's it. She thought, Travis Scott, I got that nigga, no problem. She wanted to get it out before Ariana.
Maybe
she
did.
Also wanted to miss that wave of early summer releases with the Carters and Kanye and Nas. She wanted to miss all that. She didn't want no real competition for her number one.
Absolutely.
So she thought this was her fucking week. So
but see, she says she doesn't care. She said that on
but
the thing,
but we know
too.
That's not true. There's entirely, like, too much emotion behind these tweets and behind that radio show for you to not care.
And that's why I love what you just pointed out. Because she was like, my first album, I went up against Kanye. We knew that we weren't going to get the number one. I didn't care. I knew I wasn't going to get the number one for Pink Print or whatever. So yeah, I think that she really felt like, I'm absolutely taking this. And the fact that Travis Scott got that number one again over her in the first week and over what she, you know, is saying is the merch or the sales of these tickets and all of this other stuff. It's just so goofy. Like the whole, it's just, here's the thing. It's not even like I feel like she should not be able to express herself or say whatever the fuck you want to or whatnot. But like, I don't think that you, this isn't having the effect I think you think it's having right. or that you want it to have. Like you are acting like, you know, it's all just shits and giggles and you love all of these people and you're not mad at anyone, even though you're calling them cocksuckers and bringing up their baby and calling the next one a dickhead and secret haters and all of this stuff. It's just jokes. Now you're a comic and we're all just having a good time and all of that. But it's like, we know that that's not the truth. We know that you feel a way about all of this. And if you want to express that, but express it in an intelligent and effective way. Right. Like making all kinds of weird sound effects with your voice and with a soundboard and cussing out people. It's just like,
oh my God, it gets so old. I could not believe it.
Azealia Banks said, I want my crazy crown back. And I was like, bitch, I feel you. Like, girl.
I said, you bitches is that Spider-Man meme pointing at each other at this point. Like, I don't. It's you, girl. No, it's you, girl. No,
it's the mannequin
girl.
One with that one, the mannequin is holding their gun. Yes. And the other one is crying.
This bitch is out of her fucking mind.
Like, what is, no, what the fuck? What is going on?
Yeah, it's a lot going on with Nicki Minaj. I think it's time for us to put her on the sick and shut in, my nigga.
I'm done.
I think it's time, because what the hell?
You're far too talented.
She came completely unglued over that number two thing. Completely. She lost it. And the stands, I don't know why they were mad at the rest of us. Like, it was y'all's job to get at number one. It's not my fault y'all did not do that. It's not my fault that y'all didn't buy no tickets. And now she trying to act like it's production issues with this damn tour.
Speaking of black ass witch.
None of that is my business.
So Mama's, the North American leg of her tour with Future has been postponed until May. It was supposed to start about a month from now. The European dates will stay the same, but she says she had to push it back because she's got, the fuck did she say? She got, she had to push her album back 2 months. And she just doesn't have the time to rehearse. I mean, if we're a month out and you really haven't been able to rehearse like that yet, then I guess, sure.
You should, right. But it just makes me wonder what you have been doing. Other than tweeting.
An inside source. Told Page Six. This is a source from Live Nation.
Okay.
Again, allegedly. They said Nicki's tour could be the most... Nicki's tour could be the most disappointing ticket sales of the year for any artist. These are big arenas with up to 20,000 capacities. Sales for opening night in Baltimore are 2,000 tickets. LA is 3,400, New Orleans 1,000, Denver 1,300, Chicago 39. Even her hometown, Brooklyn, is only 5,050 tickets. That's gossip. You know, that's what they're saying.
Right. But, I mean, that's what they're saying, but also these dates were indeed moved. So... That is that.
So there you go. You not only get more time to promote and sell more tickets, you also get more time to put on a great show. Mm-hmm. So nobody, you know.
More time to find smaller venues that are not as embarrassing. Okay. It just is what it is, and that's okay, because Future's not coming for this. Future's not coming for the American leg. He's
well,
doing
honestly, if I wanted to go before, you got a better chance of me showing up if that nigga not going.
I mean, really, I wasn't going to go regardless.
Oh, I'm definitely not going. I'm just saying, had I had interest,
I think
I'd be
quite
happy
a few
to
people.
Know that Future was not going to be.
Because I don't know that the Barbs and the Future Hive can coexist. Like, that's a lot of unchecked misogyny and anger and, like,
and
femphobia. And, right, all type of shit. And then, like, the gayest of gays in the same building. So I just don't know. I don't know that it was ever a good match in the first
Stranger
place.
Stranger mashups have happened.
Right. I'm just saying. I don't think it was the best idea anyway. So they're going to go ahead and get through this little European
leg. Yeah, revamp
leg
this whole little
yeah,
tour.
Yeah, and you can just pretend, right. You could just do something totally different for the States now and set expectations accordingly and go from there. Because when you did that poll a few months ago and you asked the Barbs, were they ready for the tour? The majority of them selected, no, I played myself, meaning they do not have their money together.
No, wait, really?
She did a real poll on Twitter asking the Barbs if
and
they
the
had their money for the tour.
No, most of them said
there
no.
There were three options. One was like, yes. The second one was like, hell yes. And then the third was, no, I played myself. And the majority said, no, I played myself. So you knew them
wait,
kids didn't
the
have no
is
money.
Going on?
When you did your informal Twitter poll, you knew them kids was broke. They told you that in April. So why you acting surprised now that tickets are not selling for this tour, I do not know. I don't know why you are being brand new
about
that.
Shout out to all the mamas that said, no, I'm not giving you a motherfucking red cent to go watch that
I'm
bitch
not
pop her
no
pussy
Nicki
open.
Minaj. I already pay for that Spotify, that Apple Music. I'm not paying for shit.
By the way,
else.
Spotify responded to her attempt at dragging on Twitter and said, we're so sorry that Nicki Minaj feels this way, even though we paid for a billboard in Times Square for her album and we've made hundreds of playlists and we've put her face all over the app. And like,
well, I mean, I'm sure Nicki
they
Minaj.
They didn't deny what she said was true.
Right. I'm sure Nicki Minaj makes Spotify, you know, quite a bit of money. I'm sure they are grateful, and you know, them buying an ad for her is probably the least of what they could do. But I just don't, I feel like things are falling apart for the Nickster. On her Apple Music show, she mentioned something about a rapper having beef with her now. And then Travis Scott was on stage with Drake in Toronto.
Yeah, I saw that.
Or Drake was on stage with Travis Scott.
So he's a secret hater?
And then congratulated him on having the number one album in the country. So I think Drake and Nicki fell out. Mm. I do.
I saw when he posted that picture and I was right. Like, oh, this is convenient.
So things are bleak, you know. The album got pushed back and still came in at number two. I feel like most people are receiving it fairly well. I don't think anybody thinks it's a total knockout out of the park.
Wait, which one?
This Queen album.
Yeah, I still, like I said,
there's
don't
about
hate
five
it.
Songs on it I'll listen to again. The rest of them I don't need.
I agree.
But, you know,
it's
overall,
still her best work.
Right. Overall, I'm fine with the Queen album.
Right.
I guess. I don't feel strongly about it.
Right.
But now your relationship with Drake is falling apart or seems to be falling apart. Cause
yeah,
I don't
maybe not.
I mean, because you're in the middle of all this drama and he's on stage with the nigga that you called ho-ass nigga of the week.
Of the week.
And congratulating him on having that number one after you said that you called Travis and he know he don't have it. No, girl. I think you're the only one who doesn't know that he really does have it.
Said that he has the number one several times since then.
That's his shit, girl. The Barbs are broke. The tour is falling apart. The Barbs have no money. They're not buying anything.
Dorothy said, no mas dinero. Her sister lost all of them. She said, no, you're poor. I want you to know that.
So, you know, I think things are maybe looking, and there's all this pressure with the competition now of not just Cardi, but lots of other women popping up on the scene, some more talented than others, but, you know, it not being just the Nicki lane no more. So I think all those things together are causing what we're seeing with Nicki Minaj now, her acting a fool like she is on Apple once a week and going on Twitter and Instagram, having these tantrums and shit. I think that's what all that is. And until she gets rid of the yes people around her, because I don't know if you heard the niggas that she had in the studio with her at Apple Music. I don't know who they are.
I know one of them was like, I think her DJ has been her DJ.
Everything she said, they sucked her dick behind it. Like,
yeah,
every
they were
single thing.
Her on.
Nicki Minaj is the best entertainer alive, best rapper alive, no exceptions, da da da, this.
Greatest just, album of the year.
Every time she says something, they're like, yo, Nick, oh my God, a fucking genius, I can't, da da da.
And she admitted on Twitter, she said, people were calling her like, girl, what's happening?
Right.
What is this? What's going on? And she was like, you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of when John Legend sent that text to Kanye and Kanye took a screenshot of it and posted it on Twitter basically like, fuck out of here. Like, So you have people, and even if every single person who like knows you personally disagreed with you or was asking you to like change your behavior a little bit, you still have millions of people who apparently aren't spending money on your tickets, mm-hmm. but are enabling everything that you do and say all of the time. They're living this up. Oh my gosh, we're so happy to see you defend yourself and Ray 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 and all that other shit. Like, I'm not even saying again, don't defend yourself. It's just like this weird maniacal laughing and all of this stuff is
it's just a lot.
It is a lot.
It's a lot. And it's honestly draining. Like, I feel like I would have had more energy for Nicki's album and maybe would have even been more receptive to it if I was not so fucking drained by all of her goddamn antics. Because you cannot go more than like 6 hours on social media without Nicki Minaj showing her ass. And it just doesn't make any sense. So I think that until she gets rid of them yes niggas that are around her, like she had in the studio with her at Apple, she's never going to acknowledge the ways that she could be doing better. And so at this point, I just hope she gets some help. Like, I don't know if Beyonce needs to sit down and have a talk with her. And well, you know what? Beyonce's on her own. She got her own things to do. Just kidding. Well, you know, I know they've been friends. So
friendly.
Okay, don't do that. Beyonce did a couple of things with that. Okay. Well, anyway, I don't know. I don't know how you can get real friends through to Nicki Minaj right now.
Told me that's never happened.
I just don't know. I don't want to say that it's like a mental health issue because I don't know. It could just be whatever pill she's on and she just needs to stop doing
that. I don't think that it does have anything to do with that. You know, they say addiction is a disease, but I don't know that she's addicted to anything. I do think that she'd be high. I do, but
well, she talks about how she'd be high, so. That is, I think, a given.
But, I mean, whatever else
I don't know
else
if
it is,
something else going on there.
I don't think this is some life crisis. I don't think anybody needs to feel particularly bad for her or anything. You're still a great and talented rapper. You still have, like, a huge place in the entertainment industry. It's just, like, even if all of the things that you said came from a sensible place and all of that type of shit, and, you know, you are just the rap Harriet Tubman. Like, let's just say all of that is true, right?
You know.
There's still a different way to express yourself. Like, I don't really need to beg or plead Nicki Minaj to do anything at the end of the day.
Facts.
But in the long run, is this going to help you more than it hurts you? Is this going to help you, hurt you, whatever? You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to be asking yourself that question. Because you can laugh and kiki and say, if you don't like it, don't post me. If you don't like me, don't listen to Queen Radio and all of this stuff because you have all of these fans. Okay, well, girl, clearly the fans that you have ain't enough. Because they didn't give you the number at one album that you wanted. And they made you like, you know what I'm saying? Like, clearly there are other people you need to be reaching out to for the things that you want. If you was cool with, you know what I'm saying, the tickets you were selling, you were cool with having a number two, if it didn't bother you, like it wouldn't bother loads of other artists.
Right.
Then it wouldn't fucking matter. But if you're going to literally have tantrums on Apple Music or whatever, then.
Right.
Think about how to just address these issues with sense.
I just don't understand how she acts out like this and then expects nobody to talk about it. But, like, you're Nicki Minaj. What do you mean?
There's a lot of holes.
If everybody really ignored you, you wouldn't be the person you are. I don't get this about her. It's just...
And you know the niggas ain't gonna know. Like,
she's so puzzling.
You have the phone or computer or whatever open to see mid-interview that they're posting your headlines or your quotes in these blogs. You know what I'm saying? You know that this is gonna happen. You know, why are we acting like it's something that it isn't?
Right. I don't know.
Why are you acting like any of this is something it's not? You can be completely honest.
I think unless she does something absolutely apeshit, we should just go ahead and put a hold on Nicki Minaj from this day forward until she gets herself together. Like, I think it's time for like that Kardashian embargo we had where we didn't say their names for like a year. Wasn't that nice?
I actually have respect for Nicki Minaj in some places.
I mean, yes, me too. Right.
The reason that I created the sick and shut in list is because I really sometimes feel like there's no point and it was actually probably more harmful to talk about people.
I feel like we're there with Nicholas.
The Kardashians and the Jenners, because I just don't fucking want to talk about the niggas. Like, I just don't want to. I don't want to support their income.
Okay, yes.
That's all. All right. This is like, if you actually need someone to talk to, and if she's not talking to like a psychiatrist, I genuinely think that she should.
Me too.
And not even just because of all of this craziness, but because we know that there's real shit going on in your life, mm-hmm. as there is in many people, most people's fucking life. And as a black woman in America, especially, you right. should. But
I think all celebrities need therapy, if for nothing else, then to help them deal with the fact that they're celebrities.
Right.
Which I think Nikki also may be struggling with in some ways. But I don't know, because I don't know that lady. It could just be pills and, you know, being childish. It could. So I just want better for Nikki so that the Barbs can also do better, because right now they are just running themselves ragged on the internet for free.
I don't care about
that. That's all they can afford to spend this time on these social apps, dragging everybody else for not caring about their fave the way they want to.
That's not poor shame.
I mean, I'm not poor shaming. Well, is that poor shaming? I mean, not really, because the thing about the Barbs is like, y'all have all this energy, but can't back none of it up. But you just talking so much about how your fave is this and that, and the greatest blah, da, da, and the highest selling this and da, da, da. But you're like literally not contributing to any of that, because all you do is stream her shit for free on Spotify.
I don't give a fuck what you buy or what you don't buy. Like, your individual money is your business, so I don't care about that. I just am like, I feel like as fans, it's okay. Many of these people are still very young. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if this is an everyday thing, because I know it's niggas in their mid-30s that are acting like, you know, the 13-year-old Barbs. I know it's many of you grown-ass
Oh, no.
Adults.
Please don't tell me that.
I know there are many niggas my age and up even that you would think were like 16. But for the y'all niggas in high school and stuff, of course I don't expect you to be spending no money on, you know, VIP tickets to go see your bitch. You know what I'm saying? You have homeroom in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I don't even, it's not even really about your financial status or anything like that. Because like I said, I'm sure many of your moms or dads or guardians are just not buying you no motherfucking tickets to go see Nicki Minaj. Like right. many times when my parents were like, what? You want to buy a who? A what?
Well, then maybe Nicki should ask herself why her fans aren't older as well. Like, lots of girls have fans whose ages run the spectrum.
I mean, young people are the reason that I feel like most celebrities, huge celebrities today, are huge celebrities. You know what I'm saying? All of that shit that took place at the VMAs last night, I'm sure most of it I don't care about.
No,
and I'm sure the vast majority of the motherfuckers that were on camera are people I've never heard of. But the average, like, 16, 17, 18-year-old will probably be like, oh, that's such and such. It's such and such. I'm out of that, you know, group that decides what pop
culture is. It was only
one
person I didn't know. Some man, Milano. Manolo, sorry. Something like that. That was the only person
Manolo
I had.
Manolo Rose?
No. Manolo Rose?
And that's the only person I think.
Okay. Like, well, Manolo, anyway.
Post Malone.
It wasn't that. I remember thinking his name was Melanoma, because it sounded like.
Wow.
But melanoma is a cancer.
It is.
Maybe Maluna. Anyway, that was the only person I think I had never heard of. The rest of it was just, you know, boring and for young people, which is fine. I know the VMAs are not for my old ass. That's fine.
Right.
I forgot what we were talking about.
I'm just saying, as far as the Barbs and any stan is concerned, in situations like this, you can be like, okay, girl, you can turn your phone off now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you are allowed to just be like, sis, this ain't it.
Right. Or, you know, like, I wouldn't have nothing to say about the Barbs if they would leave the rest of us alone. But, like, y'all are acting like we're not.
That's their job, is to defend their bitch.
I mean...
Like, I'm trying to be reasonable and understanding, you know what I'm saying? I understand you're young, you stand for your bitch, you don't want nobody to say anything negative about them. But at the same time,
facts
like,
are even facts, a lot America.
Of, they fuel a lot of this behavior. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
They fuel a lot. That's why a lot of the interviews she's done recently, they have been, like, the whole audience is just. Absolutely, they're doing pussy popping handstands before she come out and stuff, and that's great. Like, it's good that you engage your fans, you bring them out and stuff like that. But them niggas be talking during the interview. That's right, queen, and that's what that bitch get on top of it.
Ooh,
and fuck
do
Charlamagne
that.
And fuck that bitch. Like, we can't even.
Yes, I saw her on stage somewhere, and the niggas in the audience was being so loud.
How.
I was like, yo, can y'all chill?
To act. And I put that on a lot of them just being very young, you know what I'm saying? But
oh, the Beehive used to be rambunctious as well.
Oh my goodness,
so,
terrible people.
You know, it's all right, kids. Y'all grow up one day. It's
but
okay.
It's absolutely okay, I feel like, if you see, like, if I saw Beyonce doing half of this, I would be like,
I would be mortified. I know. Oh no, I would have to unstand instantly. Absolutely not. Oh no! From the moment she was in the shade room's comments. Oh no.
This is not it. I think that if, you know,
unbecoming of a queen,
if we can end the online shenanigans here and it could get back to promoting this album and getting ready for a tour, if we can do that and we can have someone who loves and cares about this woman sit her down and be like, let me tell you something. You're gorgeous. You write incredible rap music. Okay. You write great verses. Okay. Crystal is looking from side to side as if
you
to
have
find
written great
the
verses.
Truth. Okay, you have the ability to write great verses.
His missus like Sippy.
You can rap. You are gorgeous. You are wealthy. You are rich. Okay? You are not gonna, you know, go anywhere anytime soon unless you show yourself out. Okay? You are that bitch. Now let's not be so shook by new girls coming in and getting a piece of the pie too.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that you can't have any pie.
That's right.
Okay, it just means that the other girls would like to eat as well.
And you already have a lot. You have pie stacked up.
You have so much pie. You have so much pie.
You do.
You know what I'm saying?
You
Cardi put out an album and the critics said it was great. Your album came out. Lots of people have been telling you it is great as well. Nobody has denied. Well, I'm not going to say nobody's denied that you can't rap no more. I'm sure people have said stupid shit. But you are fine.
Yes.
You
Nikki's
are fine.
Nikki's fine.
Your place in this business
is
fine.
It's secure.
Your ability to continue, you know, climbing and things like that. All of that is fine, dear.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, let's get back to what matters. Let's get back to what really fucking matters. The end.
Let's get back to Nikki. Let's find Tanya.
And that goes for her fans as well. Uplift this bitch in a right way. Not telling her about what the next bitch said. Not telling her to cuss this bitch out. Not threatening the lives of other, you know, women in rap or people who don't like her or said that they don't like a song.
Yes.
Let's just talk about how great she is and how great she will always be. And that nobody will change that. I don't know.
Okay. I don't think that's what they
I'm
need
just
to
trying
do either.
To like, yeah. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. This just doesn't need to happen. I don't know what else. Like, this is dumb. It's dumb. It's dumb. It's not necessary. It doesn't need to happen. You're great. You're fine. Stop acting like you're not. The end. We're done with Hot Tops. Journey of the Bottoms. Whatever the fuck. Let's move on. Speaking of Nicki Minaj, she has an album out now. One of the songs on it is called Bed. Mm-hmm. Speaking of beds, Casper Mattress sells them.
Wow.
I was trying to promote this.
I love your segue. It's great.
Anything that could help.
Yeah, I think it's great.
This week's episode is being brought to you by them. Mm-hmm. Casper Mattress is a sleep brand that continues to revolutionize its line of products to create an exceptionally comfortable sleep experience one night at a time. Comes in a nifty box. You can't even imagine how they put the mattress in there, but it works.
Small.
And it still feels great on all of your parts. We've got three mattress models, the original Casper, the Wave, and the Essential. Casper mattresses are perfectly designed to soothe and cradle your natural geometry.
Yes, your nature feels good as well.
And who doesn't want their natural geometry cradle?
Okay, because there's a breathable design that helps you sleep cool and it regulates your temperature throughout the night. Very clutch if you live in one of these extreme climate places like we do. And the best part is that you can be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free sleep on it trial. That is 100 nights to try out that mattress and do all the things you're going to do on it. You spend a third of your life sleeping. You should be comfortable. Again, my Casper, that mattress came in a box that was impossibly small.
I don't know how they
did it. It was just a miracle. But it was very easy to unbox and set up and was extremely comfortable from the very beginning. So if you would like to try out Casper mattresses for yourself, you can get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/read and using code READ at checkout. That's casper.com/READ. Offer code READ for $50 off your mattress purchase. Terms and conditions do apply. Check them out. Sleep better with Casper and the Read. And let's move on.
So we're back and we're finally moving the fuck on to...
I'm telling you, I don't have nothing else to say about Nicki Minaj. Like, that, I've said it all. Okay, we're done.
We have listener letters.
Yes, send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. We may just read them aloud on the show. We got a lot of stuff here today, so let's just dive right in. Our first question comes from Andrea.
Okay.
She says, my boyfriend and I have been together for 3.5 years. We live together and I love him more than I thought an unemotional, independent woman could ever love anyone.
But
the problem lies in him and his dealings with his church.
Oh boy.
The church is in a predominantly white area and it has an all-black congregation. It was started by his close friend who is the pastor. They have both repeatedly said that they want the black community in this area to feel more comfortable and to have a place closer to home to worship. My boyfriend is in charge for social media for the church and made a Facebook post welcoming everyone to a non-denominational African-American church. Some random privileged-ass tad commented and asked why it had to be an African-American church.
Oh my God.
He said all lives belong to Christ. My boyfriend and the pastor talked about it for a while and agreed that they would edit the post and take that part out. I told him that's bullshit and the post shouldn't be changed. In our area, there are 10 white churches for every black church. We need to feel more comfortable and safe to worship since we do actually live here. He said that he doesn't feel this guy is racist. He just wants to make sure everyone is included. He said it isn't worth the trouble and is currently in the other room talking to the pastor trying to figure out how to edit the post since Facebook is giving them trouble. I love that they don't know how to do this. Am I wrong for thinking that my boyfriend is leaning towards Uncle Tom status with this? Am I making too much of it? Do you think he should change the post? I'm sincerely sitting here pissed off and not even wanting to eat this food he's cooking. Help. Sincerely, Andrea. You must be pissed if you don't want dinner, girl.
I mean,
you're irate.
Because I can be pissed this story.
So,
I agree with you. I don't think that your boyfriend is approaching Uncle Tom status.
Yeah,
I think that
not necessarily.
Just trying too hard to please people that he doesn't need to please. That white man don't give a fuck about that man's church, and he would never go to that.
He ain't going to the church.
He's just mad that black people are trying to create something for themselves, as many white people in this whole entire planet are and have been. Whenever we try to create anything for ourselves.
Lord.
If the neighborhood got 10 white motherfucking churches in it already, why can we not have and say that this is a black church? Especially when it's so easy for white people to walk into anybody's damn church and just kill us. So,
okay, well, damn.
I agree with you, sis. I don't think that it should have been changed. I don't think that you need to break up with this nigga or feel like you can't, you know, give him some pussy or whatever because of him trying.
Yeah, I don't think this is that bad.
It isn't that bad, but I understand why you're mad.
I mean, I could understand being annoyed. I don't understand the anger. You so mad you finna skip dinner.
Yeah, no, I'm not that. Like, bitch, let me tell you, I wouldn't be that mad, girl. I like food.
That's just, I don't get that part. I mean, I would definitely be annoyed, but I think I've always been like the most militant one around my friends. So I'm always the one who would be like, fuck that.
Yeah.
Tell that white boy, we don't give a fuck. And everybody else is like, girl, let's just edit it and move on with our lives. Like, I think I just would be more passionate because I care. But if they do it, I mean, oh, well, I'm not going to really feel no type of way about that. Now, if they start acting like they don't want to be a black church and they need to have white members join in order for it to be a valid church experience, that's when I would wonder about Uncle Tom categories and all that.
Right.
But a lot of black people act like that around white people simply because it's easier to not fight with them 24/7, 365.
Yeah, that's true.
When you live in an all-white area or a mostly white area, there's a lot of shit you have to let slide because you can't fight all day, every day.
Facts. So
it may just be easy to be like, okay, fuck it. This Facebook post. When y'all post pictures on social media from church services and everybody is black, it will be very clear that it is a black church.
That's true.
Especially if it's, she said it's non-denominational. I was like, especially if it's an AME church, something.
Right.
Something where it's just like, oh, ain't no white people in here.
Right.
So I would not break up with my boyfriend or anything like that over this. I would just kind of, I don't know. I guess I would just let it go. Like, all right.
I mean, if anything, I would have said to him, like, you do know that, like, he's just being, you know, a racist white boy, right? Like, he thinks that this guy is not racist or whatever for saying that, but I do. And I would also, again, emphasize, like, this white boy would have never come to the fucking church to begin with. This is just, like, common white American behavior.
Yes.
It just is.
Even though the white people where I come from, it's like everybody understands that we go to different churches because we just want to.
Right.
I just feel like most people don't really want to combine their worshiping experience.
My aunt went to a white church that was like maybe a mile or two away from the church that I grew up in. And I went to a very, very, very black church, mm-hmm. baptized there, all of that. And sometimes we would go to my aunt's church, and the only thing that we liked about it was that they ended on time. Because the white people would
that's
be
the
like,
best thing
it is
about
done,
it.
We're finished, good night. Like, on time. It wasn't no extra long.
There's no extra music from the choir. There's no, the preacher didn't catch the spirit of doing extra 45 minutes.
You gotta just tag. It just, you have to stick it on there. Because if the preacher really get into it, and then the choir starts singing again, you might be in there
all day.
So... You know
even if
saying?
You go to early service and you think you can get out on time because there's another service, they will run late and the next service will start late because niggas
in their car waiting for early service to end. Like, that's what's black church.
Yes.
But we
and
like,
I love it.
Many of us have grown up in that environment. Right. Where, you know, that's what we love. That's how we praise God. So a lot of black people are going to want that church experience. Yes. That's not to say that white people, I just don't know white churches that do. There's a whole Blackish episode about this. Watch
it. Oh, there is a good Blackish episode about this.
That episode, I'm going to go back and watch
that's
it.
That's a good one. I don't want to go to church with white people in they Jesus sandals and their ukuleles. I don't want to.
Bruh, that white church, when we would go over there, I would be trying so hard not to laugh because I knew I would get in trouble. But it was just like... It wasn't that it was bad. It was just so different.
It's very
and
different.
Like, very formal and... Like, it just didn't feel like praise, the type of praise that I'm used to.
Right.
So, the only thing we liked about it is that it was over when it was supposed to be over.
Yeah, that is consistently a good quality of theirs. All right. Let's move on. Our next question comes from, I need a fake name for a single gay man in Chicago.
Brontavius
says, I'm a single gay guy living in Chicago, and one of my best friends is a sort of single mother of three. She lives with her boyfriend, but the kids are from a previous marriage.
Okay.
Me and the bestie have both worked in the restaurant industry all of our lives. We are not the richest people you will ever meet, but we do still set aside time and money to go out to dinner and drinks here and there. The problem is that dinner and drinks have slowly started to turn into breakfast and lunch. And she has started bringing one or more of her kids with her every time. Don't get me wrong. I love her kids to death. But A, I feel uncomfortable having these kids sitting here while we talking about eating ass, etc. And B, when the bill comes, she expects a 50-50 split, which means I am paying for part of her kids' meals when I am not anybody's daddy. To make matters worse, she even brings her 21-year-old along, and he is never included in the split, although he has a full-time job.
Oh, shit.
You know, from living in a large city, that separate checks are not always, if ever, an option, and I don't want to come across as cheap, but why should I have to help her pay for her kids' meals? Just for extra info, she receives child support and has a job, as does the 21-year-old and the live-in boyfriend. Am I being cheap? Any advice on how I can handle this for next time? Thanks, you guys. You're a blessing in my life. Wow. Love you.
I was about to say, like, I was plenty broke at 21. Like, plenty broke. Yeah. Like, I don't have gas to go to school broke. So I was like, okay, I get that. But if he has a full-time job, you could buy some wings.
Right. So at first I laughed at this because I just can't imagine being like, if these kids are under 18. Yeah. I'm not finna sit here and like... divide the cost of your baby's hamburger with you. Like, we can just go ahead and split it 50-50. I don't care. Like, those are your minor children. Yeah. They need to eat.
Period.
However, your grown-ass, musty-ass 21-year-old son...
with the full job? Yeah, he's going to have to get them curly fries on his own.
We're going to have to start splitting this shit three ways.
Sorry.
I think the real issue is that you miss your, like, one-on-one time with your friend, like, being able to be fully ratchet and talk about all the nasty. Like, you feel uncomfortable talking about sex around her kids. That's natural. Yeah. I would change the way I talk around my best friends, too, when their kids are around.
Yeah.
So I think you just miss the grown-up part of it.
Noah, like, once. Have I cussed in front of Noah?
Well, listen, sometimes I cuss in front of Noah and I be like, okay, the Lord know my heart, but your mama's worse. So.
They do be cussing.
That bitch knows she be cussing.
I don't think I've ever heard her curse in front of Noah, but.
Right. No, I try not to, but sometimes it slips. And then anytime I accidentally cuss around a child, I'm like, ooh, baby, I am so sorry. But yeah, the kids in this city just be looking like, okay. Right. Like, I've heard a million times worse than this. I
started saying that in, like, pre-K.
But, yeah, I think you miss your adult time. I think you miss your, you know, drinks and maybe, you know, like, later in the evening type of kick-it time. And she's doing breakfast and lunches because that's more accommodating to her schedule as a mom. Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe you can ask her if she can set aside time for, like, y'all to kick it on, like, a grown-up level, like, with alcohol. Like, places that have bars and dress codes and things like that. But I wouldn't fight with her over her minor children's food.
I hate a dress code.
Right?
I went to my friend's birthday party the other day, and these niggas told me that I was dressed too casual.
Oh, no. Damn.
I was like, first of all, how do you even, like, who? I've but never been here. For a private event? It was literally just some club with a whole bunch of straight people in there looking like they were on a fucking, like, cruise ship or at some fucking, like, cabin resort, some dumb shit.
Trash.
And I was just like, okay, you know, whatever, but do you call ahead and ask, hey, is, like, what the fuck, how was I supposed to know? I'm wearing a shirt and black pants and sneakers.
I think if it's, I think if it's a club in New York City, you just probably look up their website or their social or whatever.
To your fucking heteronormative ass.
Oh, yeah. It is almost always straight places that have those, like, strict ass dress codes. But anyway,
take off the hat.
Yeah, that's what I would suggest you do. I would not. And tell that grown ass one that he can pay for his own damn
food. That 21-year-old, you're grown. You're an adult like us.
Right.
And you have a full time job.
Right.
So you got $20, right? The fuck is wrong with you?
You can pay for your own Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity with your grown ass.
I'm not paying for a single moon over my hand, bitch.
All right. Last question comes from, I need a girl's name.
JT. Actually, I don't know where this letter is going to go. So let me not even do my
job about, like that. It says, should I cancel my mama and her nigga? So I think it might be a JT level sort of. Well, anyway.
We'll see.
My mama recently got married to her long-term boyfriend and she is now happy, or so she says. So I'm happy for her, of course. But where the problem comes in is that she and the nigglet have moved in together and made a little home or whatever.
The passive aggression. All just
nigglet. They met when I was in elementary school and have been dating ever since.
Oh, well, damn. Like,
he was deployed for a year and came back saying they were going to get married and all this. And from there, our families began to merge. Me and my mama. And him and his badass, stupid-ass kids.
Damn.
They dated until I was 16 when they got, quote-unquote, engaged. But she's mad, okay?
She's reading her
but
mom.
Until last year, he was dragging my mom through the mud by cheating on her. And he there even kicked her out once
there
and all
is.
This other bullshit.
There it is.
We have lived in this house since I was 13 and I am now about to be 23. I've lived here with no problems with the way I live this entire time, but now this nigga is convincing my mom that I need to get kicked off their phone plan and find a way to get a car on my own, even though my mom and I have already decided she would help me since I just graduated and have no credit but student loans. He also wants me to move out. This would be cool if I wasn't your average post-grad broke bitch. I just got a job 2 days ago. Yes, I have money saved, but not enough to live off of. And of course, savings will dry up if you let them. We have been arguing nonstop. These arguments lead us nowhere except to me being angry, ready to pour hot water on this nigga in his sleep.
I'm sorry, I didn't. Okay.
I feel like I'm not welcomed in a place I have grown up in. I currently suffer from depression and have been suicidal before, and this has contributed to it a great deal aside from other personal things. I'm not sure if I feel this anger and irritation because before he came along, me and my mom was big coolin' mo. Don't know what big coolin' mo
like
is.
Local
must be local
phrase.
Slang.
Yeah.
Big coolin' I get. Big coolin' mo I don't really
I'm just
get.
Say it's chilling.
Right.
Hanging out.
Happy. Me and my mama was Gucci.
Right.
Like we were stable and happy being with each other, but when he came along, it seems like everything went downhill.
Niggas can do that.
Woo. Child. Yep. And he been playing my mama, which everybody knows you might could get away with my daddy, but my mama, no, sir. Why are we like this?
Bruh, she's reading everybody. Like, everybody. Wow.
Lord, I have tried to talk to my mom about my feelings about this and how I feel our relationship has weakened. And she just comes at me with, all you need to do is pray about it. Depression is only in your head, etc. And that she's the mama and I should just listen. I don't feel like she's supporting me because she's siding with him even after he told me to go live with that nigga, aka my daddy, since everything here is so terrible.
Why don't you go live with them bitches?
My feelings are really hurt. And long story short, I just want to know, am I jealous and being petty, or is my anger valid? Thanks so much, love.
JT.
I did not want to say this girl's real name.
Sweetheart, fuck him.
Okay.
I'm from a tribe of people who believe that if you're my motherfucking daddy, I don't know who you're talking to.
You might as well just not speak to me.
I don't know.
You might as well just not even look at me.
I don't give a fuck what grade I was in when you came around here. You didn't give birth to me. I clearly have a relationship with my daddy of some kind. Mm-hmm. I know the nigga, where he lives.
Yep.
You know, this is my natural ass. I came out her vagina mama. These are the people who can talk to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You need to mind your business. Mm-hmm. So if you and your mother had already had an agreement on, you know, how you were going to get this car or whatever it was going to be situated for you post-school or what have you, then I feel like you have every right to be upset that they're not, you know, that she may not honor that because of this nigga talking too fucking much. Like I was just saying about being 21 years old and not having no motherfucking money.
Right.
23. Same
thing.
Poor.
Right.
Broke, I had nothing. Nothing. Out in these streets, like, girl, yes. May I have a Slim Jim?
Not buying Beyonce tickets. Not streaming nothing. I was the broke ass Barbs I was talking shit about. I'm the same girl.
I was the same wound.
The same wound. Slave.
And like, for this grown ass nigga to be in your fucking house and act like, oh, well, just move out. Like, I guess he just wants you to go and live with your daddy or whatever. Like, he should have no say in that. I'm sorry. That's just how I feel. You know what I'm saying? I'm blessed to say that I don't have a step-parent and don't know what that feels like. Amen.
Right, because at this point, you're not even a step-parent. You just my mama's husband or my daddy's wife. You're not my step-mama because I'm not being raised. I'm a whole grown-ass lady out here. I'm a whole grown-ass woman, dog.
You are the nigga
right.
That's married to my mama.
That's it.
That's it.
Period.
That's it. And I'm an adult, and I'm my mom's child. So I don't even want to hear what the fuck you have to say about what I should be doing, who I should be doing it with, where I should go, how my phone should work, whatever. No, no, sir. You mind your business. Now, as far as your mother and her comments about your mental health or whatever. Lord. Like, honestly, all I can say is been there. I totally get it. That's how a lot of grown ass black people are. You know what I'm saying? Especially older than us.
Oh,
that's
yes.
Just the way that they fucking think. And the sad part about it is, if they were afforded the opportunity to get therapy, many of our parents, grandparents, and great.
Woo! We would be.
I don't even know what
totally
this country
different
would be.
People. We would be, oh my God, oh Lord, what a time.
But there's so much like paranoia and like shame behind it and all of this other stuff. And that's just how a lot of, you know, people in our community are set up, you know. And I, you know, I'm able to like filter a lot of that stuff out.
Yeah. I mean, it must be hard because clearly you're still like, you just got a job. So you're still kind of in this place where you're depending on your mother a bit for a place to stay
and
financially and all that, right?
Nerves.
And I'm sure once you have the money together, you're going to be looking for somebody to move in with or your own spot or something
that's what
like
I'd
that.
Be doing.
Right. And I really think that's where you should be focusing your energy because this does not sound like a safe environment for you to be in.
Yeah.
Your mother's not accepting of the very real like medical things that you're facing, your mental health and things like that. And you have witnessed your stepfather, you know, mistreating her throughout the years. So it just seems like a completely unideal place for you to be, they house. So
furthermore,
I want you out of that house.
You know that I know you cheated on my mama.
Okay. So why are you saying anything?
And yet you are still...
Woo! Child, how do y'all not cuss these step-parents out? I don't get it. Because...
Mama would have been just put me out because that would have just been best for everybody.
You know what? You have to go live with your daddy because...
You cheated. What sounds like several times?
I mean, yeah, that's what it looks like to me.
On my mother. My mama. And yet, you're giving opinions and commentary on what you feel like I should do?
Right.
You got the entire game fucked up. The whole industry. I don't know what your problem is.
Kicking you off the phone plan is unfair. You can just pay your part of the phone plan. They don't have to take you off of it. But you could kick them the $40 a month or whatever it costs for you to be on it. That's reasonable.
I think that's reasonable, sure. Yeah. But that's not what he's saying.
Well,
he did
say he wanted her off the phone plan, but right. That was small compared to the rest of this.
I'm saying, like, it's not like, oh, hey, girl, pitch this in. You want her to be kicked off of this, kicked out of this, all of this extreme stuff that's written. This isn't even your child.
Right. And I don't know why you're trying to separate me from my mama. So, no. This nigga is bad news. I don't like him for your mama.
I don't like that fuck nigga either, to be honest with you.
I don't like
your mama
him.
Business.
Mm-mm.
All you can do at this point, since it seems like your mama wants to be hard-headed about it, is do whatever is best for you. And I agree with Crystal about, you know, focusing on a plan to exit the house.
Mm-hmm.
If
yes,
it comes down to it, then yeah, I would talk to my mama and be like, you and us.
Yes.
Us together, just us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can FaceTime daddy if you want, but genetics,
right.
The blood here, let's come up with a plan or give me an amount of time that I can have reasonably.
Yes.
To save up money and look for another place.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You and your mama, if it just comes down to a situation where you need to leave this house.
Yeah.
You and your mother needed to come up with a reasonable and sensible and fair plan for you to work for real,
right.
And get somebody to save up to leave.
Maybe for the rest of the year.
Maybe for the rest of the year.
And then move out in January.
Whatever, honestly, like I said, is fair and makes sense. And then, yeah, let you, you know, go on about your business since niggas want to do whatever the fuck they want to do and feel like they can talk to people all kinds of crazy and treat women like trash and not respect their actual ass kids.
Right.
But fuck him and the devil himself.
And if it turns out that you can't afford, because I don't know if you live in like New York or LA or somewhere else ungodly where you just can't afford to leave. If that's the case, then all three of y'all need to come to an understanding of like, okay, we're grown, you know, these bills are paid here, like you contribute to part of the house just like everybody else does, and in return you are treated like a grown-ass adult who, you know, acts in the same way as a grown-ass adult, the rest of them in the home, and if that means you and your stepdaddy simply don't talk to each other and y'all coexist in that house, then that'll be what it is, if you just have to.
My mama will have to pass the message on for me.
If moving in with your daddy is an option and you would, like, want to. I mean, the only reason I wouldn't want to leave is because I would be honestly a little nervous to leave my mom in the house with a nigga that treats her like that. That would be the only thing holding me back. See if you can get them to divorce. Pull some parent trap type shit.
I can't even laugh because that's dead ass what I would have been doing.
Like, what can I do? Oh, you could plant a cheating story or something crazy.
Girl, let's
you
not
could
even
plant
second.
Condoms
let's not do
in
that.
His car.
Let's not do
ooh.
I'm just like, I would. But I'm just saying, let's not.
All right, yeah, let's not contribute to, you know, fucking up this young girl.
But I would.
But good luck to you, sis. If nothing else, I hope you're able to move out and that you and your mom are able to have a healthier relationship down the road.
And he goes to hell.
All right. That is going to wrap up the questions this week on The Read. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Hey guys, support for today's show is coming from Care Of, the monthly subscription vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamins and supplement packs directly to your door. So this is how it works. You go into Care Of and you take their fun online quiz, which asks you all about your diet, your health goals, lifestyle choices, and find out in 5 minutes what vitamins and supplements you specifically need. Then your vitamins will get delivered right to your door in a personalized, easy to remember daily pack or series of them, rather.
Facts.
Perfect for a busy, on-the-go lifestyle. Many of y'all are hopping on trains, buses, hopping in your car, getting on planes and moving around, and you always have time to do what you gotta do in the places you want to do them. If you're a vegan or a vegetarian, they've got supplement options for you, Fran girls.
Yes, they do.
Those are available to match your dietary needs, and your monthly subscription box can be easily modified at any time. Yes. Get your vitamins, you need them.
It's so incredibly simple. It is perfect for busy people on the go. It's also perfect for people too depressed to care about whether they're taking care of themselves. And maybe you need to take your maybe you need to just take your damn recommended daily pack of vitamins so that your body can still keep going.
At least start there.
I'm just saying, that's my life.
Yeah.
But it was very easy to get signed up. You can do the same thing for 25% off your first month of personalized care of vitamins. Visit Take Care Of and enter READ. That's takecareof.com and enter code READ for 25% off your first month of personalized care of vitamins. Let them know we sent you, and let's move on.
Folks at home and Nicki Minaj, remember that today's podcast is also being brought to you by Talkspace. It is an online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist from anywhere at any time. That's right, Nicki. You can be at your computer, on your phone, using the Talkspace app, and you can improve your mental health even if you've had trouble making time for it in the past, all in your own time and in your own business. Remember that therapy is not just about venting your innermost thoughts or where your album is at. You can dig into childhood memories or whatever you want to talk about. It's also very practical. It's about everyday strategies for stress management and living a happier life. Don't we all want to do that?
Yes.
Having a therapist simply provides you a designated person for you to talk to who is trained to listen and help you make positive changes. It's a great thing to do.
It is. I mean, we all like to vent online and get our feelings out, but there's nothing like talking to a qualified mental health professional when you really need help getting through life. And the Talkspace platform has over 2,000 of those licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing the life challenges that we all face, not even just the superstars among us. Everybody goes through shit. So to match with a perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, go to Talkspace.com/read and use code READ to get $45 off your first month. That's code READ and Talkspace.com/read. Talkspace is therapy for how we live today. Go try it out and let's wrap up the show.
So we're back. It's time for the read.
It is. And honestly, you should go first.
Gosh.
I mean, I just feel like yours is going to be so good. I cannot wait to hear it.
I mean, I'm just going to keep it very brief.
Okay.
So I did not watch the VMAs. If you listened to the show for the past few weeks, then I guess you'll know why. I just could not co-sign on, you know, where I felt like that Vanguard Award was going. Congratulations to J-Lo, though. Great performer. Heard that she put on a hell of a show. I heard.
Okay, yeah. No, you didn't watch it. I had a feeling you didn't.
As we said, Aretha Franklin recently passed. We're attempting to heal. For whatever reason, someone at MTV in charge of putting people on stage at VMAs sent Madonna, a.k.a. Tekashi, 69 years old, out onto the stage.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm done.
Looking a fucking fool, wearing her whole Christmas tree. It's like she, like, got something at a gift shop in every country she's been to in Africa and just wore it all on the stage. Mm-hmm. And we were supposed to just be like,
yep. Rachel Dolezal's QVC shop.
Right.
Couture. Damn.
So she went out there and she gave this very long-winded speech about some fucking audition that she went to for some white people and how, you know, she was trash, but she at some point attempted to sing an Aretha Franklin song. Which song was it that she said?
Oh, I don't even remember.
Was it You Make Me Feel Like
a Mess? I skipped. Oh, God. It honestly shouldn't have been none of them because Madonna just simply could never. So, but I skipped through most of the video that I watched about this.
It was just so long. And literally, she was telling her origin story. It was so strange. She was talking about, like, in detail, like, what color socks she had on and what the fucking room looked like and where she was standing in the fucking room and then what kind of hair she had. And, oh, this is the stage where she performed like a virgin and the time that her ass was out and her shoe came off and all of this stuff. And meanwhile, there's a huge photo behind her of Aretha Franklin because this is apparently what she's fucking supposed to be talking about.
Right.
As well as I think supposed to be like presenting an award. But she mentions at one point in the story how she, you know, sings this Aretha Franklin song. And apparently the Europeans that she auditioned for called her back and were like, so no, but... But we could work with you. We could do a little something with you. Like, come on out and hang out with us or whatever. Literally, like, she took two sentences. She was like, loved this album, loved this song. I sang it, wasn't great. But, you know, if it wasn't for the Queen of Soul, then there would be no Madonna. Sure, I can't disagree with that. But,
Lord,
what the fuck were you up there for 6-7 minutes talking about some shit that we didn't fucking care about when you were supposed to be honoring Aretha Franklin? This is why award shows, TV shows, all you motherfuckers need to let black people honor black legends when they pass, period. Because I have more faith in almost any Negro to get up on stage and give a better tribute to black legends at this point. Almost. I'm so tired of these award shows hiring fucking Demi Lovato's and these just random white girls and even older white people to just go up there. And so then she, after this horrible ass shit that she was talking about, says that she blamed MTV and said that, well, it was never supposed to be an Aretha Franklin tribute. Oh, she was supposed to be presenting Video of the Year. And they told her that when she went out there to give an anecdote about Aretha Franklin, which, A, let me know that they were not at all prepared to honor Aretha. She passed not too long ago.
Two days before the show. So right. I didn't expect them to be ready.
I didn't expect a full performance. I didn't want
a performance.
Thank you.
There's nobody MTV could have called to do that. Period.
So, fine. I will give MTV that. Madonna, do you know what an anecdote is? Like, an anecdote is short. That whole... it's small. It's... Have you... Like, what? What the fuck are you talking about? That whole speech could have been, like, at least 4 minutes shorter than it was.
Jesus.
It's bad enough that Al Sharpton's black ass is just on TV misspelling R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Like... And her R-E-S-P-I-C-T. I was like, oh my God,
so
Al,
close.
You're on the TV.
So close.
You're on MSNBC right now. You misspelled respect. Al Sharpton, oh my God.
Yep.
I'm just so tired of white people going on anybody's stage and just shrugging off these moments to our legends. Like, do you really understand what women like Aretha Franklin have done for music for all of y'all? For, like, singing for each of y'all? For music for all? Like, do you understand what...
I don't think she does, actually.
We're talking about people who have literally shaped the industry.
Real genius.
And that's why I was so annoyed again. You know what? I'm not even going to talk about Nicki Minaj again. But.
Amen.
To Madonna. Don't you take your withered ass up on stage to tribute anybody else again. If you felt like you could not give honor to this legendary artist that you claim inspired you without spending 6 minutes talking about a fucking song and dance rehearsal that you did and how you made it and when you went and how much you wanted to go to Paris and your draws showing on MTV or whatever. Like,
help
if you
Lord.
Could not
me,
give more than like four to five sentences about the dead woman that we love and want to talk about, then you should have told MTV, no, thank you. Actually, the only memory that I have of Aretha Franklin is the time that I shat all over one of her most legendary records. That's all I've got. So maybe let's not. How about instead, when we go to commercial, you show her picture and play 15 seconds from one of her songs? Because I would have rather heard 15 seconds of any goddamn Aretha Franklin song Okay? I would have liked to hear a little motherfucking prayer. I would have liked to have rock steady, my hips moving left to right. Lord. Bitch, any motherfucking thing else. You could have literally just had somebody put up on the fucking screen. Like, I would have rather seen the mouse moving up around on the Jumbotron and just go up to Google Images and just put,
what is
just
wrong with
blow
you?
Up. I would have rather that happen than have to listen to this bitch who I don't even care about talk about her failing a dance rehearsal. Like, and how Aretha gave her the strength. Girl, shut up and get your old ass off the fucking stage. The fuck is you talking about? I'm tired. And that's it.
She did the same thing in 2009 when Michael Jackson died. At the VMA, she started off her whole tribute talking about how she and Michael Jackson were so similar. And let's not forget that,
I forgot about that
absolute, total and complete disrespect she showed to Prince at the Billboard tribute when he sang Nothing Compares to You and Purple Rain. Do you remember that? Do you remember the great Negro outcry of 2016? Because I do. Madonna has done this to our legends at three times that I could think of. So I agree with her. I blame MTV for calling her in the first fucking place. I blame MTV for knowing Aretha fucking Franklin died. And instead of getting on their knees and begging Patti LaBelle or somebody, Chaka Khan, somebody worthy, Dionne Warwick even, somebody worthy saying, please, I know you have other things to do. You could be digging jam out of your toenails, and that would be more fun than coming to New York for the VMAs. But we are begging you to get on stage for 5 minutes and talk about Aretha Franklin, because these young white shits don't know nothing about how legendary she truly is.
Could you Skype in? Could you
just hit somebody?
We'll just put you up on the screen. Just anybody that we know will make this make sense.
You could have called a younger Black legend, somebody in their 40s, 50s, 60s, who is maybe not in that same class as Aretha and them, but somebody else who has done great things. Like, you could have done so many things, and yet y'all landed on Madonna.
I mean, you couldn't even call Jennifer Aniston.
Knowing that Madonna has done this. She did it on your own damn program.
I forgot about that, to be honest with you.
Like, I blame MTV as well. Fuck was y'all thinking?
I'm so glad I wasn't watching that shit live, because if I had have seen her walk out knowing that she was about to start talking or attempt to talk about Aretha Franklin, I would have just turned my TV off.
Oh, yeah. When I woke up in the morning and saw the headlines, I said, the Lord sent me to bed right then on purpose. He knew I would not rest that night. Had I seen her coming out there in that getup, and then making the whole Aretha tribute about her with this big ass photo of Aretha Franklin in the background. Like, why are we hearing your life story? Why are we?
Don't do another tribute ever again.
Don't invite Madonna to talk about no more Black people.
You record a lengthy discussion or lengthy monologue about yourself.
Yes.
And then when you die, we'll just play that. Because you're very good about talking about you.
Woo, sorry. So, I just had to make sure that I included that part because it makes it so much worse.
It does. It does.
It makes the story so much worse.
I remember the Prince
worse.
Thing.
Yeah.
But that Michael one.
Yeah.
That Michael one blew
my
mind.
Me and Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson had siblings. So did I. We grew up in Michigan. So did I.
I like, cannot believe I
girl,
forgot about that.
Who the fuck cares? Michael fucking Jackson died, bitch. Shut
None
up.
None of us care,
oh my
Madonna.
God.
Shut up.
That's white people's legend, man.
Also, I really, really quickly want to say that I'm sick and tired of y'all, how some of y'all do Young M.A. Like, please. Like, the bitch is just, she's got it.
Period.
And it's really pathetic that whenever she gives it, the only thing y'all can talk about is the fact that she's gay. Like, she... I just think that it's so annoying that she's so, like, heavily undermined as a rapper. You know what I'm saying? I think she's just the greatest thing. She's got bars.
Right.
Like, period. She can rap.
Absolutely. You saw that freestyle she did?
Absolutely. But like, loads of the records that she has put out. Patty Wap, walk, practice, sense, flames.
I love
walk. And it's just like every time she puts out a freestyle or somebody posts like this new Young and May thing, it's all about her, you know, being gay or she look like a nigga or her voice
get
is deep
strap.
Or whatever, get the strap. It's just dumb. I just, it's annoying to me, and I feel like Young and May deserves more credit than she's getting. Not to say that she's not getting any, but she's been putting out consistently good music, in my opinion, as far as rap goes, especially if you look at the, you know, look at the offering of what rap is giving right,
right
now.
Right, right. No, she definitely is good. But when you're a woman in the industry, like, there's really no way to win.
Yeah.
So you might as well be real to who you are, and that's exactly what she's doing. Like, she's not doing the pretending I'm straight and wearing, you know,
makeup,
heels, dresses, and that shit. She's like, I'm out here dyking. So I'm out here looking like a dyke. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to put bitches in my videos. And yes, I'm going to be misogynistic. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to rub my hands all over the asses. I'm going to do all that. Yep, she's doing it. And
same shit y'all niggas like.
I have seen so many comments like from niggas on Instagram that are just like so pressed over her existence. Like, really? Are y'all really threatened?
It's just really pathetic that a lot of y'all don't. It's like you don't know how to process her music without considering her sexuality as well. And yes, she talks about strapping bitches on a record. So there are going to be times that you have to just be like, oh, yeah, you gay, you know, but give credit where credit is fucking due.
Right.
It's way too many niggas who are on top of the charts right now that are trash for y'all just be trying to act like this bitch.
Woo! That was a word right there. You did that. Huh, is that it?
Yep, I'm done.
All right. So I am going to pass my read this week.
Pass the read like we used to.
This came in from Kiave.
Love it.
Kiave's pissed.
Me too.
She says, August was going to be a big month for me since both On the Run and the Aubrey Amigos tours were coming here this month.
Oh, boy.
As you all suggested, if you stay ready for Beyonce tickets, you don't have to get ready for Beyonce tickets.
Never fails.
So once she dropped that tour announcement with only 2 days before the tickets were available, I was ready.
I know, that's right.
I snatched my ticket up even though it was harder to get than some Jordans on release day. I was crazy excited because this was my first chance to really be ready and able to grab Beyonce tickets. I also got my Drake ticket and splurged extra on this one. I'd seen him before for the Club Paradise tour, but had nosebleed seats. Still a great concert, but I opted for fifth row seats this time.
Work.
Fast forward to me finding out that Drake's tour date for my concert ticket was canceled.
Oh, shit.
Drake's PR team didn't email anybody. Neither did Ticketmaster. I found this out on the Shade Room of all places. Of course you did. Of course you did. They get them press releases first.
That's true.
Anyway, I immediately logged into my Ticketmaster account just to see a large red banner over my Drake ticket saying canceled.
Damn.
Once I saw this, I immediately contacted Ticketmaster by email and phone to figure out when I should expect my couple hundred dollars to be back in my account.
That's right. Give me my money.
They told me over the phone it would take 7 to 10 business days. Fine. I'm still going to see Beyonce, right? Wrong.
What?
Somewhere within my emails of asking about my refund for the canceled Drake tour date, Ulyssa of Ticketmaster Fan Support decided that she wanted to cancel my On the Run 2 ticket and refunded me the money from that event.
Oh my God.
Now, in my emails and phone calls, I'd never mentioned On the Run 2 for a refund, so I have no idea how her simple self decided that that would be the right thing to do. Now, not only am I trying to get my dollars back from the Drake ticket, I'm also trying to figure out how I can get my On the Run 2 tour ticket back. Of course, nobody knows how to fix this mistakes they made, so everybody is telling me different things. Finally, a supervisor told me that they found my ticket but need to recharge me for the whole thing, and I may have trouble getting into the event, but I just need to give them a call there if I can't get in. Are you serious?
Bitch, what?
So by now, I'm like, okay, at least let me just get to see Beyonce. So I said, fine, do whatever you need to do. The very next day, I was refunded the amount for my Beyonce ticket instead of the Drake money. It is still nowhere to be found, and the Beyonce ticket fiasco has not been fixed. At this point, it's been over a week of me trying to straighten out their mistake over my Beyonce ticket. So I just took the L, told them not to charge my card anymore, just give me my money back, and that will be the end of it. To add insult to injury, Ticketmaster sent me an email today, the day before I'm supposed to see On the Run 2, saying, I hope you enjoy the event. You mean Beyonce that I'm not going to get to see because of y'all? Okay, thanks. So fuck Ticketmaster, and especially fuck Yulissa of Ticketmaster fan support.
Yulissa got a square
for ruining my chance at On the Run 2.
She just has to.
And she attached screenshots. She went off. Oh my God.
Yulissa needs to meet you outside.
The thought of this happening to me, first of all, it sounds like something that would happen to me, but the thought of
it does sound like something that would happen
The thought of it makes my blood boil.
I'm like shaking over here.
If you cancel my On the Run 2 ticket and then tell me we're going to have trouble getting it back and then you need to charge me again on top of that.
I don't care how much I spent where I'm sitting. Like, you mean I can't go see Beyonce because...
Because you canceled the wrong ticket. Because you processed a refund or whatever for, or canceled a ticket.
How did you even do that?
But they're two totally different shows, two different artists. How did you, Yulissa, you got to answer some questions. Because I don't fucking understand how you did this. I would be ready to fight.
I would absolutely want to fight.
This is worse than Tim at Go-Go. I wanted Tim fired in front of his children, but this is worse. Yulissa, I don't even know what kind of public disrespect Yulissa means.
Wow.
But child, when I tell you my pissivity would be through the roof.
Who are you, Yulissa?
Now, somebody at Ticketmaster going to have to meet me outside.
I'm going to just guess that Yulissa might be like an older woman who just works one of those like support lines and you don't really know nothing about nothing. You just follow like script. Because if you knew the magnitude of Beyonce, you ask a question. You reconfirm before you delete that.
Yulissa works the email inbox, so... I don't think she's just a regular. I think she's a trained fan support employee. No. I do think she is.
They need to do more clarification.
And she fucked up in a huge, oh my God. Like, they probably wrote her up at work behind this. Girl, I would be damned.
At least hope.
I'd be damned, bitch.
No, I would tell Ticketmaster that, oh, oop. I would be so searching the internet diligently for the address of wherever they do Ticketmaster fan support.
Okay.
And I would walk in that bitch and I would ask for Yulissa by fucking name and request that you fire the bitch on my Instagram live.
Tell Yulissa I am requesting her fade in the parking lot at 3 p.m. because that bitch got me fucked up. How you accidentally...
So I get to miss both concerts.
Oh, no. Right. I'm not seeing either one.
Not one.
Right.
But both of these concerts that I was supposed to go to.
You saved your money. You bought tickets for artists you really wanted to see.
You did what the fuck you were supposed to.
You did your part. Drake and them niggas from Atlanta, I don't know what they doing, pussyfooting around. I don't know what's going on over
there. Having babies.
I don't know what the fuck those niggas are doing. This Ticketmaster thing, though, that has a person at fault that you can pinpoint and say it was this bitch who did it.
This cannot stand.
Nope.
This should not be the end of this.
No.
They need to do something about this.
You need to escalate that further.
She said this 1,000%. A while ago.
This was like last week sometime. So maybe she's calmed down a little bit more since then. But
I'm here to rile you back up, sis. They need to do something about that. You don't accidentally fucking can't. It's bad enough that I don't get to see this Drake concert. But that's Drake's fault, it sounds like. Or whoever over there.
Somebody. You know. Like, Offset. I don't know whose fault it is.
Culture.
Somebody.
I don't know who's to blame.
It's culture's fault. Yes, we blame the kids these days.
But you. See, Beyonce was where she needed to be. Beyonce said, rain or shine.
If that means you niggas are going to be sitting in Jersey till 3 a.m., then that'll be what you do. But you're getting your fucking show.
I will be on the platform. Ask about me. So she was there. And now you can't see her or Drake.
No.
That can't end there.
Nope.
They need to give you a ticket to another Beyonce concert before this shit is up. And you need to find a way to get there. In fact, I feel like they should be paying for your travel, too. But they need to make sure that you get something behind this. I'm sorry. Let me tell you something. I would find the Ticketmaster HQ. I can't even put into words how far I would escalate.
Right,
this.
No. I'm demanding a refund and a credit on top of that.
On top of that.
They had you fucked up, girl.
I want heated seats.
She's in attachment screenshots of the emails between her and Yulissa, and she went off. Like, I get it, sis. My heart broke for you reading this.
Or we need to burn Ulyssa at the stake. Because I'm pissed. I'm pissed for you.
We have to find Ulyssa. Like, and make her answer for her motherfucking crimes.
How? Woo!
Like, bitch, how dare you? First of all, how dare you? No, sorry.
That is...
Oh my God.
You know what, sis? I'm so sad that it happened to you, but I'm so glad it didn't happen to
me. Because I'm trying to picture me in Paris dealing with them French talking fast niggas. Trying to get somebody to understand that Ticketmaster just canceled.
Oh my God, can you imagine if it was just in another language?
No. No, I'm sorry. That is not, it's not acceptable anywhere.
They told you to buy the ticket again, and you would still probably have a hard time getting in.
Because it's going to show it's like a canceled ticket or some shit. Like,
the nerve!
So then somebody from Ticketmaster needs to meet me at the venue to make sure I don't have no fucking problem.
I need to see Ticketmaster Polo will call.
Somebody needs to be waiting for me. Yes, that is how you make this right. What the fuck you mean?
Where's the confusion?
I might have trouble getting in. You fucked this up!
How long have y'all niggas been selling tickets?
See, right, this is all y'all do. All y'all do is sell tickets to shit. How did you fuck this up? Oh no, girl. Oh no, I'm having somebody's motherfucking job before this is over.
Could not have been me. It couldn't be me.
Woo!
When I tell you that I'm burning shit to the ground.
God bless it, okay? The Lord knows. He just knows.
Beyonce announced a fucking tour. You're waiting until the day your concert starts to watch this motherfucker. When she announced this fucking tour, and all, you are just, when you get your ticket.
Man.
There was just a hype that leads up to that.
The staying up. Making sure you got the Ticketmaster page loaded and you ready. You got the countdown clock going and you got your pre-sale code copied.
All the work you
ready
put
to be
into
pasted
it.
And you are ready, nigga.
Not to mention the work that you did to make the money to buy the Beyonce ticket.
I got a whole second job just so I could afford to fly to Revel and see Beyonce. I took a part-time job just to do that. If Ticketmaster had canceled my fucking tickets,
see, people snap.
I would have been like Nicki Minaj on
Queen
Radio.
I was just about to say that. Sometimes you just snap. You want to laugh your way through it, but you can't.
Woo! I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry that happened
I'm
to you,
I'm so sorry
sis.
That happened to you, girl.
That is just
that is the
ratchet.
Worst thing in the world.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And on that note, I think that wraps up this week's episode of The Read. Our thoughts and prayers again with Kiava.
Wow.
I think that's her name. Yeah. So check out the show at thisistheread.com and on social media at thisistheread. I think we're still
How do you deal with Donald Trump being president and them deleting your fucking tickets?
Oh, you deal with it by having a day like yesterday. Holy God. It was like bad news for Donald Trump coming at every direction.
Yeah.
Yesterday was a shit show. But anyway. News this week. Yes, we do have news this week. Are you ready?
Sure.
Do you want to make the announcement?
No.
Okay. Let me find the text message. All right. The Read is going, not on tour, but we are having some fall dates.
Well, this flyer says tour.
Okay. Well, fuck it. It's a tour. That's Alex's shit. All right. The fall tour for The Read. We will be in the following cities on the following dates. October 21st, Philadelphia. November 17th, Nashville, Tennessee. December 2nd, Denver, Colorado.
Weed!
December 8th, Seattle.
Weed!
December 15th, Miami. Ew.
I need a nigga who gonna swipe them visas.
Tickets go on sale Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on thereadlive.com. This is our first time coming to Nashville and Denver.
Yay.
So we're very excited to spend time with y'all, especially in Nashville, because I do fucks with y'all's food.
Same.
So, tickets go on sale this Friday at noon, thereadlive.com.
Also, there are still a couple tickets left for 305 Live this coming Sunday in Los Angeles. So if you would like to come out and get in the pool with me and Sante and twerk and
look
be
at y'all,
ratchet,
we're gonna have a great time.
Go to fury305.com and grab you some tickets now. I'm so excited to see y'all and, you know, get wet. Literally.
That sounds maybe filthy.
I think that's it.
I was gonna say, do you have anything else? Any more famous people news that you need to announce this week?
I don't.
No? No more celebrity? Okay, cool.
Why the fuck was Danielle in a club beatboxing in East LA?
That's what friends said.
Nigga, what the fuck? You know when you like a nigga or you got feelings for him, so you just let him do weird shit and you don't say nothing?
She's like, okay.
She was into it.
This nigga really like spitting in my ear.
Beatboxing
right
to this. Like, I was like, Daniel.
Oh, I love Insecure.
I know that they are making us fall in love with them and think that they're cute, only to bring that nigga back. Bring that other nigga back and complicate shit. You know, Issa Rae don't know how to balance stuff. Well, Issa D.
Issa D don't know how to balance stuff.
You know, Issa don't know how to balance shit. You know what I'm saying?
So. Well, I won't confirm or deny.
Oh, you wretched bitch. I hate you. I be forgetting that you watch all of the goddamn... I can't stand you.
All right, we will see y'all next week.